Dear students, welcome to session 4, week 7 and 8 of the course. During this session, we will continue to explore guided reading more in depth. You will gain knowledge from several different sources, including our main textbook, the professor notes, an assigned chapter on guided reading, and more. Many classrooms, especially primary grade classrooms, incorporate guided reading into the language arts block. Small group guided reading allows teachers to meet student needs in a smaller and more personalized and differentiated setting. As you read about in the last session, guided reading typically has 3 to 8 students per group and has a focus for that lesson. The Chapter 15 e-reading by Fountas and Pennell will be especially helpful to you as you work through your guided reading lesson draft. During this session, you will work on your comprehension questions activity. Please use the book you selected for your guided reading lesson plan to develop these questions. People in previous semesters have said the tutorial that goes with this comprehension questions assignment is really key to understanding the different levels of questions. The trickiest type of question is the inferential type of question. So pay extra attention to that aspect of the tutorial. You will also complete journal number 3 and post it to the discussion group for small group discussion. I encourage you to create digital content for your digital artifact on the discussion post, as this type of digital content creation will definitely be expected of you in your future teaching. There will be a quiz over session 4 content. Finally, you will post a draft of your guided reading lesson plan using a provided template. Post at least 5 comments to peers on this by the due date. This peer review discussion will take place in the same general area you posted your introduction. Please be sure your peer review comments are aligned with what we have been learning about in the readings about guided reading. Concrete suggestions for ways to improve the lesson are welcome and encouraged. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or contact me on Blackboard Instant Messenger. I am quick to reply. Have a great session.